Hey everybody, it is time. It is time to hop on a plane, a train, a boat, a goat, a bike, a car, and find your way upstate New York to a little town outside of Phoenicia. I don't know what the town's called actually, but the place that we're going to be in is called Menla, and it is a gorgeous, epic retreat center in the middle of the forest in the Catskill Mountains with a spa and organic vegetarian food with lots of beans and yoga in the morning and a swimming pool and a swimming hole and trails. And yes, it is an HLN retreat. It is a 5-day retreat from Wednesday, June 12th to Sunday, June 16th. It is the biggest retreat we've ever put on, and the entire team is going to be there. They are all flying from different corners of the country to come together to hold you in the healing magic that is Somatics. We will be teaching you how to belong without having to fit in, how to find safety inside of yourself and share that with others, how to receive witnessing, how to feel for your boundaries instead of fawning. We are going to cover so much, and you're going to be doing it in the most ideal setting of being fed, of being loved, of resting, of enjoying the forest and nature, and being with us and 60 other bodies. So please go to the website, holisticlifenavigation.com, and click on events, and you'll find it there. Wednesday, June 12th to Sunday, June 16th. All the info as well can be found directly through the link in this episode details. I am just so thrilled for this, and I can't wait to see some of you in person. Hey friends, before we begin the episode, I want to remind you that my next 6-week course begins on February 21st. Registration opens on January 19th and closes 1 week afterwards. I will be hosting a free webinar on Wednesday, January 19th with a Q&A to describe the course and answer any questions you might have. For more information, visit holisticlifenavigation.com. Now let's get back to the episode. On today's episode, I'm going to navigate the story of how music brought me to this work. Welcome to the Holistic Life Navigation Podcast. I am your host, Luis Mojica. I was sick and depressed until I discovered that I could make music, and then my whole life transformed because I began learning how to listen more deeply. Listen to life, to the people around me, and to my body. And that's when I realized that the body speaks through sensations, and learning this new language meant relearning my body and mind. I soon healed myself of many chronic conditions and then began teaching others how to do so as well. Holistic Life Navigation combines nutrition, self-inquiry, and somatic experiencing to help you release stress and trauma just by listening to your own body. This podcast serves as a place to share my experiences, as well as the experiences of many others who have healed and are healing through unique, unorthodox, and unusual ways. Your time to learn begins now. Someone in one of my private circles asked the question if I would expand a bit more on my experience with music. In the intro to these podcasts, if you listen to them, you hear me often say I discovered music and that my whole life changed. And I thought it'd be helpful to actually go into the story so we can understand how music and vibration can be so healing with somatic work. If you don't know my story, I was born with an intersex condition. Now, these conditions express themselves in so many ways. A lot of people are born intersex, they don't even know it because it's just chromosomal. So there's no physical manifestation. For me, there was a physical manifestation. I was born with breast buds. And as I was hitting puberty in the fifth grade, I had a surge of estrogen that got created instead of testosterone. And so I actually developed small breasts and large hips. And I had much more of a soft feminine disposition for a number of years until
I made testosterone. And so it's a really unique, interesting way to live because it was not common. There was no name for it growing up. No one knew what to call it. They thought I was just overweight, to the point of which I became anorexic so I could just lose as much weight as possible. And I lost like 50, 60 pounds and still had breasts. And at that point, I was just terrified. I didn't know what to do. And what's interesting here is being a boy growing up in an American culture that lacks space for the gray, for the ambiguity, for the androgynous, even at that time. I find it so interesting to have experienced misogyny, you know, in a male body, because my male friends and my peers thought they could treat me a certain way because I had breasts. And so I was really badly bullied, and I was sexually assaulted and violated on many occasions. And that meant that I started internalizing a hatred for this feminine part of myself. I started wearing multiple layers of clothing, t-shirts, button-up shirts, vests over the button-up shirts, and then sweaters just to bind my breasts so no one could see them, because I came to overcouple my body being seen with threat. And what was so interesting is after living that way for a number of years, about 6 years, I bought a guitar on eBay. And I bought it because I was into the 70s. You know, I got really interested in the folk, the 70s folk era and the East Village folk scene in the 60s. So I wanted to have an acoustic guitar. I was trying to like idolize these figures, Buffy St. Marie and Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen. And so I had a guitar on my wall, and I watched this Joni Mitchell documentary, and I sat down one day after watching it, and I thought, I'm going to try to play the guitar. And I just started strumming it. And at the time, something really inexplicable happened. It was so magical. It was something just shifted inside of me. I suddenly felt alive. I suddenly felt like I was thawing and coming out of this really long, deep depression and self-hatred and PTSD body, right? But I didn't know why. I just knew it had to do with the music. So I spent as much time as possible with music. The moment I came home from school, I was in my room playing music until I went to bed. I couldn't get enough of the piano, of the guitar, of these new musicians I was discovering, Patti Smith and Tori Amos and Ani DiFranco and Laurie Anderson, these really just strange avant-garde sounds that was not accessible in the suburbs of Pennsylvania in the 90s and millennium, and early 2000s, I should say. And so I knew there was a feeling I was going for. There was a safe feeling that was happening whenever I played music. And every time I left feeling like open and cleansed and renewed. And it took me 17 years from that point to really check in and think, okay, what happened there? What was this kind of spontaneous remission, if you will? And now that I have this work behind me, this training and these tools and this language under my belt around somatic psychology, I realized what happened was an uncoupling and a co-regulation. So if you imagine someone playing a guitar, especially when they're sitting on a chair, the body of the guitar is pressed up against the chest, the stomach, and even the sexual organs, depending on where it is. And from my sexual organs up to my chest, that was the area that had been holding so much trauma charge. I had associations to threat, to violence, to aggression, to shame, disgust with those parts of my body. So those parts of my body were actually overcoupled with all those negative associations. Overcoupled, again, means there's a threatening association, or it could really be any association, with something else. So for me, feeling or seeing my breasts was overcoupled with fear and disgust because of what I had experienced. So having this guitar pressed against my chest, pressed against my stomach, pressing against my genitals, and playing the strings, strumming the strings, and the vibration hitting them, it was this moment of something touching a part of my body which had been violated in a pleasant way. And in that moment, in that pleasance and in that safety, and the almost the sacred holiness of that vibration coming out of that guitar, was a somatic uncoupling. I didn't intellectually know that I was feeling safe in parts that had felt violated, but my body knew, oh, you're safe right now. Here's a guitar, here's a vibration. And by reassociating a sense of safety and nowness, that part of my body started to update from past traumatic responses or events that it had been frozen in. This was all subconscious. And from that point, every time I would be in my bedroom with the door closed and locked, playing guitar or piano, I was accessing this safety in my body through the music that I hadn't felt in so many years. That led to then my body wanting to feel that same kind of safety with food. Again, this was all subconscious, but I was just following it at the time. And I discovered that food was something that could make my body feel safe or unsafe, numbed or awake. Again, I didn't have the words for it. I was just following a sensation, a subconscious feeling, right? So as I discovered different foods, different diets, different nutritional philosophies, I started feeling so good in my body. I maintained a healthy weight. A lot of my chronic conditions that were said to be incurable went away. So I had debilitating asthma. I was on an inhaler. I was on a nebulizer twice a day. And the asthma, I mean, within months, just completely dissipated, and it hasn't been back since. I had cystic acne all over my face and back and chest. That disappeared within a couple months. I had really high cholesterol. That went down in a couple weeks. It was amazing to see how my body, which was wrecked with so many chronic autoimmune conditions, was able to completely heal itself as I took in foods that felt safe. Looking back on it, I'm seeing that the foods I was eating were lowering my adrenaline. They weren't stimulating my adrenals anymore. I wasn't going for the coffee and the chocolate. I was going for beans and vegetables and whole grains. And through this shift, this intuitive shift through my body, I was lowering my adrenaline, feeling safer. So many years passed. I went in the opposite direction. I started smoking cigarettes like 4 packs a day and drinking tons of coffee, really actually out of a sense of joy and life force, because I had spent so many years being hypochondriacal and feeling depressed, and to suddenly feel so alive and to feel safe in my body, I kind of tested it out. Like, how far can I go and still feel safe? I became extremely promiscuous. I just kind of explored a sense of freedom without any kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess freedom with the idea of no consequences, right? And luckily for me, there were no consequences. I never got an STD. I never was hurt by somebody. I have no lung issues from smoking. And interestingly enough, everything stopped cold turkey when it was ready to. I suddenly stopped smoking one day, just next morning decided I was done. I stopped drinking coffee one day, decided I was done. Stopped having sex with everybody. And it wasn't willpower, and it wasn't because I thought I should. It was because it just didn't satisfy my body anymore in the same way, because I had built a new capacity. So then fast forward to 2015, I had a dental issue, and the pain in my tooth was ringing in my stomach. And the ringing sensation in my stomach brought me back to a sexual trauma that I had completely blacked out and forgotten happened. And then many others were flooding in. And I spent a whole year looking for a therapist. I mean, I actually worked with several, but trying to find the right one. And I was getting worse, and I was getting more anxiety and PTSD and all these things I hadn't experienced in almost 12 years. And then I found a somatic therapist. And the somatic therapist taught me how to feel for the trauma in my body instead of identifying with the event. That the racing heartbeat had a purpose. That the shoulders being pulled up had a purpose. That even though it had been several years since top surgery and I had like a flat chest and I could pass and pretend that nothing was different about me, I was still carrying the posture of hiding those breasts. It was a profound discovery for me that even though I had gone through so much shift and change and growth and healing, my body was still holding the memory of certain situations. And my body was still expressing behaviors as if certain situations were still occurring. And so I thought, I really want to learn this work and teach it and offer it to people. So I went and trained for 3 years. And now I'm here with you. And it's so profound to think about how it all began by strumming that guitar out of a sense of desire and the vibrations bringing a physical sense of safety to my being. And I just wanted to offer that to all of us so we can be aware or open to the idea that our healing and support, it comes from all over. It doesn't just come from a doctor or a friend or a therapist or a human. It comes from other than human realms. It comes from vibration and sound and the moonlight and the breeze and the food on your plate. And one of my favorite practices is really noticing how my body is being supported by everything around me, by the pen that I'm holding, by the freezing rain that hits me when I forgot an umbrella, how I'm constantly in relationship to the world around me through my body without even knowing it, that my body has its own ability to perceive and have a dialogue in a non-linguistic manner without my consent or knowledge. And when I start practicing embodiment, I start noticing it as it's doing that. Just the same way I look back and I can now see how the vibrations of the guitar were healing things in my body that I had no words for. The same thing can happen when you take your hand and you stroke your cheek with your fingers, or you listen to a bird singing out your window. So really notice what parts of your body feel a sense of safety in response to the environment around it. And take time. It's so easy to project pain or align with the pain in the world or in our own lives even. And it doesn't mean that's not there. In this moment right now, just notice what right now feels supportive, whether it's the chair or the device you're listening to this through, or the amazing privilege as a human being just to have a moment to listen to something. Just noticing, what in my body sensationally feels safe right now, spontaneously, without my doing? It opens us up to this whole benevolent world that we may not even know exists. So I thank you for listening and for the opportunity to share my story and for the student who asked. Thank you so much. I want to close this episode with a song from my most recent album called Mountains, because it's a song that I remember writing in Brooklyn, New York, when I felt very disheartened with the gentrification of the city and the neighborhoods I lived in New York City. And I wanted to create a safe space for myself. And I did through this specific song. And as I strummed it and went into and went into this kind of hypnotic, cyclical sound, my body was yearning for the mountains. It was as if the mountains were pulling it out of this little apartment into this more expansive land. And by listening to that song and letting it come through me and singing it and recording it, I found myself moving to the mountains a year later. So it was pretty magical how attuning to a safe vibration brought me to a place that feels safer. And just like my story, this is why I love somatic work. It doesn't have to make sense. We don't need a strategy. We don't even need a goal. All we need is a practice of noticing these sensations, following them, and then life just takes over. And as your body builds capacity for safety, you'll find yourself almost magically being taken into much safer experiences. Whereas before capacity for safety, I wouldn't have been able to move to a gorgeous mountain town. I wouldn't have had capacity for that. But I built my capacity for expansion through these songs I wrote. And by doing so, when I was then able to experience expansion, I didn't constrict against it. I opened up into it. And that's the magic of somatic embodiment. We learn to attune to different frequencies. So when we're met with them, where opportunities come up, there's a safety in going into the opportunity. Rather than when we desire something but don't work on the embodiment part, we may get what we desire, but our bodies can't handle it yet. So see, as I sing this song and as you hear the words and you listen to the sounds, what awakens in you, where it takes you, if you resonate with it, if a sense of safety comes in. And maybe when you're done, find your own song. Hum. Make sounds. If you have an instrument in the house, play it and see where your body feels it. Let's have a listen.
mountains.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. My question for you is, where do you feel the episode? Take a breath and just notice, what's your body doing right now? Sit with it, let it speak to you, and let whatever comes up, come up. And your only job is to listen, for all the wisdom you need is right inside of you. For more information on my work, including my online courses and healing circles, please visit holisticlifenavigation.com. You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook, where I share weekly philosophies and resources to help you release stress and trauma from your body so that you can live a happier life. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you next time.